In terms of announcements this morning, they are in your bulletin, and I haven't been given anything special to mention, but I assume this is an insert in your bulletin? Oh, that was from last week. So let me mention to you one more time, we have some work we absolutely need to do on the parsonage. We started to do some of that work with money that we had in hand. Now, there is more that we need to do, and it seems likely, as we mentioned, that we will need to borrow. We have taken steps already. Remember at the business meeting, we voted. We obtained a line of credit. Within probably this week, we'll be sitting down with the deacons and discussing the scope of what that extra work will be. We've already got in hand the money and are working on the kitchen. We also need work done on the plumbing, on a bathroom in the basement, and maybe some work we were talking that might have to be done on the steps and the door leading into the house. These are all things we'll sit down, look at, talk about money, present it to the church, and see where it goes. But this offering is something we talked about when we first presented the work to you. What we used for the original amount of money was, instead of borrowing money, we said we will take the money that we have that we normally keep in our church accounts to meet our ongoing expenses. Like any other people who have large bills coming in, you can't depend on your offering from week to week to pay your bills. We have a monthly and a yearly budget, not a weekly budget. So we have money, I don't want you to call it contingency fund, but that's the money when a bill comes in for hundreds of dollars for gas or repair, that's the money we have. That is the money we voted to spend to pay for the kitchen. And we said what we would do is take up an offering to try to replace that. The goal is March 1st. When is that? Okay. You are ready for that. You know that? Okay. That was why we are taking this offering. Pastors don't set offerings, churches do, okay? The deacons and the church at a business meeting a month ago decided to do this. We don't do this very often. You didn't see a thermometer on the wall. I want you all to notice that. We don't do that. We're not coming to you and saying we're in the red, the ministry's going off the air if you don't give. What we have found, and this is one something that I can tell you, when you present a need to the church, the church responds. We decided to do this for what the church considered, I think, were great reasons, and we're presenting something to you for that reason. And we set a goal, and we'll see what the Lord does and how he brings and what he wants us to have. But I just want to let you know, these are things we do as a church, and they're unusual. They're not something that we don't operate on this basis, but reminding you, Paul in the book of Corinthians said, before you take up an offering, prepare for it. He said, I want the money ready when I come. You take up your offering and you do it that way. And we did it in the course of business. The deacons discussed it, laid out a plan, set it before the church. The church voted on it, and that's why we're taking up the offering. If you're visiting with us today, I don't see, there might be some people visiting. I always remind you, this is a family thing. We do this as a church. If you're visiting with us, we appreciate you being here. The offering is what we do to support ourselves as a church family, and we just appreciate you being here. If you put a visitor's card with your address and phone number so we can visit you in the offering plate, we'd appreciate that, but the offering is something that we do as a church family. If we could have the ushers come at this time. That is, by the way, the first time I've spoken about an offering in 5 years, but just for you to understand that the congregational nature of it was quite important. Mr. Boyce, who just was blessing on the offering.
Father, this morning we thank you.